marks International Day of Social Justice. It is a day, it's just not a date on the calendar. It is a call for action. It reminds us that poverty and inequality are not inevitable. They are problems we can solve together with the right focus and effort. It is a day to recommit to delivering a society for all, tackling systematic issues including poverty and all forms of inequality and discrimination, to deliver a decent standard of living for all. Reliable incomes and secure housing are fundamental. Our people need to see and feel a real sense of urgency regarding the proposed reform of the Housing Executive to ensure it can deliver social housing at scale, which is so desperately needed within our communities. We need to have new plans or innovative suggestions regarding the regulation and improvement of housing standards within either the social or private rented sectors here, aside from the changes progressing through the Private Tenancy Act 2022. We need to prioritise and deliver timely repairs and enforcement mechanisms for all failures to address substandard housing conditions. Additionally, there exists no enforcement body here currently regulating those working under the auspices of estates, sales and lettings here. And this is leaving a concerning gap in streamlining standards and safeguarding students, workers and families against rogue traders and unacceptable charges. I want to urge the Department for Communities to deliver a greater focus on legislative change to improve tenant safety and property conditions, whilst also providing an urgent update to this Assembly regarding the proposed reform of the Housing Executive. Social housing should be seen as a tool for social justice and equality. Access to safe and affordable housing levels the playing field in relation to our families across each of our communities. It also helps to break the cycle of poverty and it provides the very foundation to improve outcomes.